This is KERA News. It's a case surrounded by questions. Last month, just days before the 20th anniversary of the mass shooting at Columbine High School, a young Florida woman traveled to Colorado and bought a shotgun. Authorities feared she'd carried out a Columbine-inspired attack. After a manhunt, Sol Pais was found dead from an apparent suicide. I wondered how 18-year-old Pais could legally purchase a gun on the same day she arrived in Colorado, and in general, what the rules are around buying guns out of state. To talk through some of these questions, I'm joined by my colleague Lee Patterson. She's a Guns in America reporting fellow from KUNC in Northern Colorado. How's it going, Lee?
Good, Anthony. Hi.
So, Lee, to remind our listeners, so Sol Pais, she caused a panic. There was this manhunt. Hundreds of schools were closed. You had multiple agencies looking for her.
Yeah, that's right. Many parents were terrified, especially with all of this happening right before the Columbine anniversary.
Right. So in the aftermath, the owner of the gun shop where Pais purchased that gun posted on Facebook that this was a legal sale and that the young woman had passed a full background check. I mean, how does this square with firearms laws where you are?
Yeah, so in Colorado, you have to be 18 to buy a long gun, so something like a shotgun or a rifle, and there's no waiting period per se. But here's the thing. This young woman was from Florida, and under federal law, an out-of-state gun purchase has to be legal in both the state where the purchase is happening and the state where the buyer is from. In Florida, the age to buy a long gun is 21. That law changed last year after the Parkland school shooting, and this young woman, as you mentioned, was 18 years old.
And obviously, so the onus here is on gun shops to kind of keep track of laws and law changes in other states.
It is. And so when you buy a gun, you have to fill out some paperwork, and right there on page 3, it basically says the seller of the firearm should know the applicable state laws in both the seller's and the buyer's states. I caught up with one gun store owner. His name is Michael Cargill, the owner of Central Texas Gun Works in Austin. And he wants nothing to do with out-of-state buyers.
Our store policy here is we don't do the transaction. We only do transactions from people that are in Texas that have a Texas driver's license or a Texas ID. I will not do a transaction at all from anyone who is from another state.
Cargill says that's because he cannot keep up with changing laws in other states. The ATF, that's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, the federal body that oversees guns, is required to help these federally licensed firearms dealers stay on top of this stuff. It provides an updated compilation of state laws to firearms dealers every year. But if you go on the ATF's website right now and you click on Florida, it says at the top of the page that these Florida statutes are up to date only through the end of the 2016 legislative session, which, if you remember, was before the law changed that raised the age limit in Florida. And again, the woman in question who bought the gun in Colorado was 18 years old.
Right. So what is the federal government saying about this particular sale?
Well, both the ATF and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Denver believe it was legal, but they won't exactly elaborate on the process they went through to reach that conclusion. It's important to remember, of course, that this is a developing story. There's a lot about the gun purchase we don't know. There's a lot about this young woman we don't know. For example, if she somehow claimed Colorado residency when she bought the gun, that could change the legal calculation. Or if she somehow qualified as a member of law enforcement or a correctional officer, that could change the equation as well. One firearms lawyer I talked to mentioned a part of the Florida firearms statute that he thinks could be important. It basically says that this subsection doesn't apply to a Florida resident who's buying a gun in another state. This firearms lawyer says it's possible that ATF could be interpreting this to mean that Florida's law wouldn't apply to an out-of-state purchase, period. But the language appears in a different part of the law than the age restriction language.
Right. So it sounds like we have a lot of uncertainty here. What happens there, next?
Yes. The FBI investigation is ongoing. And while the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, which is that's the body that's responsible for background checks, CBI said there were no red flags in her paperwork, but they do understand the concerns around this issue and, quote, have already considered ways to strengthen the process. CBI says it's currently working with a vendor to develop ways to assist firearms dealers in reviewing the laws of other states before submitting a background check request.
Thanks for your time, Lee.
You're welcome.